You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Teachers from primary and secondary school are calling out the Education Minister for massively overstating school funding increases and playing Trump-style politics with children's education. The NZEI and PPTA called a press conference yesterday to challenge the outgoing Education Minister to explain herself. Parata has claimed that school funding has increased by 35% under National, when funding has only increased by just 2.3%. Earlier, Jess spoke to Linda Stewart, president of NZEI, about this and other pressing issues regarding school funding in the country. Jess began by asking what the claims are that the minister has made.
The Education Minister has said that there has been 35% increase over the last few years into education, and that that the claims that we're making around requiring extra funding, that's the response to those claims. And what we did yesterday was we've heard this for a little while now, and so we actually looked at the figures that are on the Education Council website, and we had them independently analysed by Infometrics, and the results that came back were absolutely not in line with what the Minister was saying. So we wanted to put that out there into the public arena so that people could actually start to hear what the realities are for people out there who are in our schools, early childhood centres in Kura. And I think what we saw in the figures that came through from our source was that actually what people were telling us from up and down the country was absolutely the reality. And so I guess, you know, you can look at figures and you can discuss figures all you like, but we've had a funding campaign on for some time now, and over this last few weeks we've had a camper van that is going into basically every nook and cranny of the country and is currently in the South Island. And I've been down there as well, talking to members and listening to what their realities are, whether they be in early childhood or whether they be in our school system. And the reality is that actually people are struggling, and we can't ask parents for more money because they're struggling too. So we need to actually get the real issues out there in front of the public. And our PPTA sister union actually has joined with us on this. And so that's the conversation that we're up for at the moment.
Yeah, for sure. So as well as being the president of NZEI, you're also a school principal.
Yes.
So you've experienced this kind of firsthand.
Yes. So I've been a principal for 9 years, and I'm currently on leave from my school to take up this role. And the reality for me has been over the last 9 years that I've had to set the budget for the following year, and each year it's got harder. And what happens is there are only actually two places that you can whittle down in a budget, and those are directly impacting on children. So one is the people that you employ as far as your support staff who work closest with very often our most vulnerable children. So that's one area where you can either cut back hours that children, where you can only cut back hours that children receive that level of support from, or numbers of people, obviously. Or the second one is curriculum resources that teachers use to inform their teaching and learning program. So those are the only two areas, and they are closest to children. So this is the reality that principals up and down this country and support staff up and down this country are finding at the moment. And, you know, that's the issue. So we all really want what's very, very best for our kids. You know, parents want that, educators want that, so we need to find a way forward. And so we wanted actually to put that out there into the public domain and to get, you know, the real stories out there around how it's actually affecting our children.
Yeah, absolutely. And in May, Nikki Kaye is set to become the next Education Minister. Do you feel much will change under new leadership?
Well, I'm not sure about that. I don't necessarily think it's ever really about the person. I do think it's about the policies and also the way of approaching issues and challenges that we have. I mean, I personally like to work in a constructive, positive way moving forward, and that's what I'd like to see. So who knows? Time will tell.
Yeah. And what would be the ideal changes you'd like to see?
Well, I'd like us to really acknowledge the fact that we have a funding crisis, that we have in early childhood education, we have now each child, per child, the amount is $500 less than it was 6 years ago. And I'd like those things acknowledged, and then we can work together on finding a way forward. And I think that's the first step towards us being able to manage what in effect is not a good situation. The OECD figures were released, I think it was the end of last year, and they show that we spend on average $1,500 less per child than the average OECD country does over in its public spending. So, you know, actually we can do better than this. We don't need to be in that sort of situation, but we've first of all got to own the fact that this is the reality for people out there, and then we move forward around how we're going to actually address the issues and challenges that we've got in order to make sure that every single child in this country gets the very, very best that they possibly can.
Yeah, absolutely. And finally, do you feel it's likely that the DESAL funding system will be replaced with a targeted funding system in the near future?
I think there's work going on, there's a lot of work going on around this, and I know that it's one of the Minister's priorities to actually have something in train before she leaves, the current Minister I'm talking about. And I think that because there is something on, there's a lot happening in the background, I think that there's some likelihood of it. But what I do hope is that any replacement of the DESAL system is really interrogated, so that people look at it with a critical eye in order to ensure that it doesn't end up doing exactly what the DESAL system has done, which is stigmatise some schools, or in effect stigmatise, in this case it could actually be individuals, or highly inflate others. So I think that any system that's brought in needs to be really interrogated very, very carefully.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.